This is St. Louis Public Radio. The St. Louis Public School District is no longer a civic institution that can take for granted kids enrolling in its schools. Public schools must act more like businesses, competing for kids and the tax dollars that come with them. St. Louis Public Radio's Ryan Delaney has more on how schools market themselves.
Number 70, Grand, 2, Broadway, Metro Bus Center.
I'm at a bus stop on South Grand, and on the side of it is a poster advertising KIPP Charter Schools. There's a picture of smiling kids in their school uniforms, and it says free college prep public charter schools with committed teachers, free transportation, and no admissions test. And in big letters, enroll today. This is just one of the ways public schools are marketing themselves. Another way is glossy flyers in the mail with more smiling school children and calls to enroll today. Or maybe you heard an ad on the radio before switching over to this station.
And with St. Louis Public Schools, it's never too early to start. Enroll your pre-kindergartner.
St. John's University education professor Catherine DiMartino says that bombardment of information can leave parents feeling overwhelmed.
From that, how do you tell quality? And how do you know what's going to be the best fit for your kid? So I think that's pretty confusing.
DiMartino says recruiting has become big business for national charter school organizations. The reason is simple.
Because the kids equal money. And wherever the kids go, the money's going to follow them.
There's a return on investment for every student that walks through a school's door. Missouri doles out almost $7,000 per student in state funding. If a charter school spends $30,000 on ads, it needs to recruit 4 new kids in order to break even. Eagle and KIPP are both part of national charter networks. Eagle spends 1.5% of its budget on ad campaigns. KIPP spends 0.1%, or $25,000. Single school charters do less marketing because their budget margins are slimmer. It's not just on the airwaves that charter schools hone their image. Charter school advocacy organizations have step-by-step guides for schools to present themselves to prospective parents. And they have stylized branding with logos on school uniforms, stationery, and even pencils.
So this is our playground. They get to come outside either right before or right after.
Eagle and KIPP also get a big hand from national marketing teams. Eagle's community relations manager for St. Louis, Amber Krause, says that helps cut down on her costs.
I think it's a really efficient use of our time and resources. And so we can collaborate and kind of put our heads together and use the best of the resources that we have across our regions.
Above Krause's desk is a map where Eagle's St. Louis schools are. She says the biggest recruitment tool the school has is word of mouth. So Eagle sends staff out to go door to door and to talk to families in nearby parks. As charter schools court new students, so too must St. Louis Public Schools. It spends less of its budget proportionally on advertising than charter networks. Deputy Superintendent Rachel Seward says that's because they're not trying to outmarket charter schools.
It's not as much of a business sort of strategy where it's sort of dollars in. We think of our students as students and wonderful people. We don't necessarily think of them as just sort of little dollar signs over their heads. But I think if you have to get down to it, and certainly we're accountable to that sort of return on investment, just like any business would be.
Parents should look at the ads for schools in a similar way they do commercials for new medication. Researcher DiMartino says the claims may sound impressive, but she says parents should still do research on the school's success. I'm Ryan Delaney, St. Louis Public Radio.